All right, Pat. We you made it. You made praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We got him on recorder now. All right, Lord, we just praise you and glorify you. We thank you, Lord, for all the things that you're doing in our lives, the things that you're teaching us through your word, the things you're teaching us through words of knowledge, the things that you're teaching us as we walk and converse with you, Lord. We praise you for all of those wonderful times with you, Lord. And Lord, I just ask and I pray that you'd make us help us to get out from under distractions in our lives, our daily life, and just walk out from under everything and just go to you, Lord. And I thank you and I praise you for doing that for all of us in Jesus' name. And I praise you, Lord. We're going to have a good time in you tonight because you're going to lead us tonight. Praise God. And I thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers because we believe that we have received every time we open our mouth to pray in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Lord, and I thank you for these wonderful rains you've given us in the month of July and August here. It's just unheard of to get a rain 2 and 3 times a week during these hot summer months. And everything is looking like a jungle out there. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. And we praise you for, and the farmers are praising you too, because they've never seen anything like it. And we praise you for that, Lord. Glory be to God. And Lord, we thank you that this rock that's coming around that they're saying is some kind of anomaly, electrical anomaly that is may trigger some earthquakes that we've already seen, and the weather modification probably coming out of some of that. And Lord, we just praise you. And we thank you that it's all going to work together for good. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. All right. Anybody else want to pray? Tonight, I want us to focus on one thing, and that is prayer. Let's pray for the things that we need to pray for before we even get into some subject. So, Lord, I'll just pray right now, and I want it, everybody to agree with me. And I thank you, Father, that you're going to place it in our heart to pray in the Spirit more. Because praying in the Spirit does things that praying in the English doesn't get to. Because it's pinpoint accuracy when we pray in the Spirit. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, that the sword of the Lord is out there right now, striking the enemy. And I thank you, Lord, for being with my daughter right now, who's headed back from Orange Beach, Alabama, back to Arkansas. And I thank you, Father, that they're your shield of protection is all around them, and they're not going to have one bit of trouble getting all the way back to home and getting back to their homes in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for your complete protection upon them, and we thank you for that. Okay, anybody else got a prayer they want to pray? Missy, you did earlier.
You put the plug in my mouth earlier, and now I have to think about what it
Oh, you were going to pray against witchcraft on Trump and that bunch. So, well, let's all agree with Missy when she prays for this, because he's been hit with witchcraft a couple of times now, big time, and he's we're just going to embrace him with God. Do you want to wait a little bit?
Okay, I had to think a minute.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and pray some then, if that's all right, in that respect.
Go ahead.
All right, Lord, we just lift up Trump to you. We lift up his administration to you. We lift up all of the people that are involved in his administration and the things that he has to do. And Father, we just thank you that we pray down, we bind up all witchcraft curses spoken against him and his administration. And we thank you, Father, that you have a shield of protection around his mind to give him complete clarity of thought. And that when he opens his mouth, it's exactly the things that you want him to say. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, for complete freedom for President Donald J. Trump and his administration. And I thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in his life. And I praise you for Putin doing a good job over there in Ukraine, cleaning out the pedophiles and the human traffickers and the drug garbage that's going on over there, and all the corruption. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, that you've got a shield of protection around him as well, that he does have clarity of thought and doesn't get shook up over anything real quick like. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. He seems like a good guy. He's been doing some good things over there. And Lord, we thank you that he and Trump are good friends. And we praise you and we thank you, Lord, for great, wonderful things in the days ahead in that particular instance with Ukraine and Russia. In Jesus' name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for upsetting, throwing out the bad guys in the Ukraine government and putting government people in there that are mindful of their people. This man was never mindful of the people. He was sending kids to fight that hadn't even been trained to fight in a war. And Father, we thank you for removing him and all of the people that were involved in that. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for exposing all of them and exposing the American politicians that were behind him in doing this. In Jesus' name. And we praise you, Father, for complete victory for the Ukrainian people in Jesus' name, and also for the Russian people. They all wanted to be part of Russia anyway, and we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Okay, anybody else want to pray for that? Yeah, Missy.
Okay. We bind up the principalities and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. We put a gag order, restraining order on them and those who they are working through, the Satanists, the deep state. We forbid all witchcraft in the name of Jesus. We send forth the angels to bind them in chains and fetters of iron in the name of Jesus, and no witchcraft is permitted to be thrown at President Trump or anyone in his administration in the name of Jesus. And if there's any moles in his administration, we command the angels to go forth and expose them and rout them out, and them to be removed in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, that the witchcraft is done. It's already done. We see it done in the name of Jesus. There's no more witchcraft against President Trump or anyone in his administration because it is bound and it is not permitted anymore in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Better believe that, then it's done. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Missy. You
We
got the
also
floor.
send confusion into the camp of the enemy, the principalities and rulers of darkness, and the Satanists, that they fight against each other. They have no time to be messing with anybody else. They're busy with faction in their ranks amongst themselves in the name of Jesus. And we just praise you and thank you, Lord, that the dragon is cast down to the earth. He has no power. And we are the ones that have the authority, and Satan has lost all his armor. He has no protection in the name of Jesus, and he has no authority. We claim all the authority, and he is defeated, and he is cast down in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord, and we thank you. Praise your mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anyone else? Let me, I want to Yeah, go ahead, Julie. When you get through, or when we get through praying, I've got some things I want to say. I've already said them once, but I think it bears repeating. Go ahead, Julie.
Okay. Well, Father, I thank you for every person that has been appointed into this administration. And thank you, Lord, that you will fulfill every plan and purpose you have for them through Trump Cyrus, this administration, to bring in the conditions, and that everything is lining up with your word, God, so that the man-child ministry can begin. And everything that's coming against, in Jesus' name, we bind it completely in Jesus' name. Bind it. It cannot and it will not hinder your plan and your purpose in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, God, has done, and I pray your blessing and equipping these men and women to do the jobs, everything that they've been called to do, appointed to do, chosen to do, and that they have all angelic hosts to help them to do it, including ICE and bringing down these corrupt illegals, the violence that's in this country and globally, because it is globally. I don't know what other nations are doing as far as like with ICE and that kind of thing. But in Jesus' name, we send the angels there to bring down all of this violence and rage and anger and lawlessness, anarchy and the like. In Jesus' name, command us to stop just this destruction and just the vandals and the theft, shoplifting, and no accountability. There's no, they have these kids. There's kids, and Lord, forgive them. They don't know that they're being used. They're being used by demons. We pray, God, for your grace and mercy, that an outpouring of your Holy Spirit on these children, because they are children, Lord, and that they will repent, God, and get brought and be brought into your kingdom. We know that you're going to use them for great revival, and there's going to be a great wave of movement and repentance in the name of Jesus Christ. But thank you, Father. The angels are already on this assignment in bringing down this corruption, violence, rage, anger, the rioting, destruction, the theft, all this complete lawlessness, and going in with this entitlement and deception that they can go into any kind of store that they want, take whatever they want, and walk out of the store without being stopped, and they justify their actions because they have such pride and arrogance, and they've been told that because they're juveniles, they won't be prosecuted as an adult, and they're going to get out if they get away with, they'll get away with what they're doing, and they don't have to serve a harsh sentence. And I thank you, Lord, for turning that around. And I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. I praise you and thank you, Lord, for bringing down this this wicked government and the law enforcement that are behind, that are in corruption, Lord, and enforcing these kinds, or not enforcing the crime. Or how did I say that? That come out right. They're not enforcing the law against the crime. They're letting these people get away without having to be accountable. And that's what they think they can do and get away with. And I thank you, Lord, for bringing that to an end. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Whew. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Listen, I'm going to read again a little bit out of truth about speaking in tongues. We read it the other night, but I don't think we really comprehend the magnitude of what praying in tongues does. She said, Jesus showed me it so much more. It's a weapon. It's a key. A divine frequency that unlocks realms of power we've barely tapped into. She said, I saw, oh, I wish I could make you see what I saw. Angels moving at the sound of spirit-filled tongues, demons trembling, strongholds crumbling. I saw prayers in tongues weaving through the heavens like lightning, striking targets on earth with precision no human mind could calculate. Let me tell you what happened last night. There was three of us that were praying together. We were praying, but we weren't praying together. We were praying together, if that makes sense, because we were texting back and forth to one another as to what we needed to pray. And we would pray, and then once we started praying against the police departments in this county and in the city, and we were praying against the enemy utilizing them in unlawful ways. And we just went to praying in the spirit. We went to pray in the spirit. Let me tell you what I saw in the spirit while we were all praying. I saw the enemy in foxholes, spaced about, like in a war, in foxholes, trying to hide, trying to hide. And angels flying above them, dropping spiritual hand grenades down in their holes and blowing them to smithereens. That's what I saw. I said, "Glory to God, look at this." So I'm saying that because it is so pinpoint accurate when we pray in the spirit. So when somebody is praying in English here, we ought to be praying in the spirit behind them and giving support in that area. She said, "I saw in the spirit a great war, not with flesh and blood, but in the unseen realms, and they're glistening like a sword forged in heaven itself was the gift of tongues. Forged like a sword was the gift of tongues. Every time a believer opened their mouth in faith, that sword flashed with divine fire, cutting through darkness, breaking chains, releasing angels into battle." And I watched as prayers uttered in unknown tongue hit their mark with perfect precision. Situations shifting, hearts awakening, miracles unfolding, all because someone yielded to the Spirit and prayed beyond their own understanding. Do you realize what this means? When you pray in tongues, you're not just mumbling sweet nothings to the sky, as we sometimes think. You are releasing the perfect will of God into the earth. The Bible says, "He who speaks in tongues does not speak to men, but to God." So your tongue goes straight to God and from God doing the works that He wants done. That's the perfect prayer. Every prayer that you pray in the Spirit gets answered. It gets answered. So I just wanted to encourage everybody to realize what a powerful gift that this is for each and every one of us to have. I prayed for, gosh, way up to midnight and past last night, thinking of the same thing, praying for my family. I did it before, but I didn't realize the intensity that God utilizes our tongues with. Tongues of fire, that's right. Praise God. Tongues of fire. And I believe when we grasp this great tool that He's given us in a way that He'd like for us to utilize it, we're going to see our neighborhoods change. We're going to see our families change. We're going to see the things that we prayed for move. I truly believe it because of what Catherine Coleman was telling us. That the Lord told her this, Jesus told her this after she had died. She went to heaven and He told her these things. He said, "Come here, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about tongues and how important it is." Glory be to God, we have a tool with that. Listen, we walk around with a sword on our side there as big as an atom bomb, bigger than an atom bomb. She said she saw these tongues, people were praying with precision, going right straight to the enemy, knocking them out, breaking the chains and the bondages off of people quickly like that. Glory to God. Think about all the people that you know, how you could be praying for them in the spirit. Lord, pray through me for whomever. I'd like, Lord, for you to set them free. I bring them into the kingdom. So I'm going to pray my heart out for them with this gift of tongues that you've given me, because I know it's going to be pinpoint accurate. Praise God. All right. Anybody else want to pray? Or want to talk about something? I want to pray for my youngest daughter. Lord, I lift up Courtney to you. Lord, you've heard my cries before, but I'm going to pray in tongues for her. And I'm going to believe that I'm going to see miracles, miracles within a week in her life. In the name of Jesus right now, I break the power of Satan off of her right now. And I command you to back off of her and leave her alone. She is not a liberal anymore. She is a conservative of Jesus. She is a liberal with Jesus. That's what she is. And she's a liberal Jesus girl. And I thank you, Lord, for praying through me for the things that I need to pray for in the spirit for her. Glory be to God. Arianna della Bosopa, canta la Shetere Bosu, Arianna della Bocupa canta della Bosite, Nanemosia lere bacana della Bosotu lere basite, Arinda lere bacon, la Danama cotete de Bosite lere ba, Aricanda della Bosotu lere boremanda della Basite le, Scende della Basite lettera Bocupa canta della Basite le. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for bringing Courtney back into the kingdom. And grant repentance to her, Father God. And I praise you for it in Jesus' name. That when Jeanette comes back, she'll already be saved in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. We praise you, Father, for that in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. All right, it's done. I believe it. It is already taken care of in the spiritual realm. And I'm going to see the physical manifestation shortly in Jesus' name. All right. Anybody else want to do that? This is what it's going to be about tonight. Yeah, see the front. Fruit. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Anyone else? Or do y'all think I'm too radical? All right.
Oh, you're radical, Michael. So
Oh,
are
boy,
we.
that's, thank you, Jesus. All right, go, Missy.
I want to pray for my husband and want y'all to agree with me and then pray in the spirit with me for him. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of Satan off my husband in the name of Jesus. In every area of his life, in the name of Jesus. And I command him to never go back. I forbid it. He will never go back. He will never go back. After he comes home tonight, he will never go back in the name of Jesus. He will never go back to this sect that he is in. All soul ties are broken. Any sort of tie, anything that has him tied to them, no matter what it is, he is repentant. He has confession coming out of his mouth. He does not have a fear of man, of what man will say, because he's confessing to men. Or to people, whoever it is he needs to confess to, in the name of Jesus. He is delivered from man-pleasing spirits. He is not a respecter of persons. He's delivered false responsibility. He's delivered from the power of Satan completely in the name of Jesus. And I just praise you and I thank you, Lord. And we're going to pray in the spirit and it's going to happen. It's already done. I see it in my mind. He leaves there and he never goes back. And he's repentant and confesses his sins in Jesus' name. Praise your mighty name, Lord. Ishanda Ramanana Maria Kipiara Yogumia Shotara Niate, Ishotor Mokore Kite, Shieti, Yerekumanda Yara Shanana Manana, Kote Sharuru Korietia Kabuti, and Motesh Nianto Yatae, Koyashum by Yahashanani, Etia, Yumokiota, Shun de E, Ota Hoda by Yahamumayan Tarmini, and Yon Dora Lure, O Yokio Shonon and Nonon Muyo, the Yedi Yoshumia Nonumana. Oto rumumbo bagia pia podia por yum munni tie ni o do di mi ate o do undara ya ni ni no 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 do no no ni tie ni ni yum bo to rumani o tu unda ya unda ye tie tie ni no 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 mon na ye do munni ni ye so te kum ya ni ya ni ya no no na de ni ya ni ye ye o tu na no no na ya ni ra ya no no mon da ya na na. Honorum de etere nonorum yakutrushitramutite, Kotara shatra kite. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that warring tongue. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's done. I celebrate the victory. It's already done. Jesus, you said it is finished. It is done. Praise you. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Merle is free. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
Yes, we believe with you and we thank you, Father, for the work being done even as we speak. In
Amen.
Jesus' name, angels are out there working on it right now. In
Amen.
Jesus' name, she's going to
Praise
see
you, Lord.
instant success.
Amen.
Something else I want to pray about, if y'all don't mind. Father God, you gave us the gift of tongues and you also gave us a gift of interpretation of tongues. So if there is a prophetic word spoken tonight in any of us, I ask, Father, that you would give the interpretation for this outreach in Jesus' name. And I praise you for it, Father. Glory be to God. Okay. Anyone else? All right, I'm going to pray for my good buddy. Lord, I lift up John Chalker again to you, Lord. This time I'm going to believe that the angels are going out there and doing a work in him. He's told me he's been diagnosed with COPD, and they give him a year, maybe a little more. But I believe, Lord, that you're going to save him and bring him into the kingdom. And I praise you for that in the name of Jesus right now, Lord. I ask that you pray through me the things that's going to bring him into the kingdom in Jesus' name, in the spirit. I break the power of that atheistic spirit off of him right now in the name of Jesus. I break the power of rejection off of him right now. I break the spirit of pride off of him right now. I break the power of Satan that's coming from every direction. to him right now in Jesus' name. I command you by the power and the blood of Jesus to cease your attacks against him in Jesus' name. I break the power of all addictions off of him. If he's still smoking, Lord, I thank you that it's got to go in Jesus' name. Break the power of Satan off of him and his wife both. Wendy, you're free too. Father, I thank you for this complete work that you're doing in John and Wendy right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, I'm looking and I'm praising you and I'm thanking you, Lord, for the work that you're doing in him and to bring him into the kingdom. Because when you work to do it, Lord, it's done. And I thank you for it, Father. Glory be to God. Come to the in Jesus' name. Amen. I consider it as done. Amen and amen. All right. Anyone else? Okay, Julie.
Praise the Lord. Lord, thank you for this time to be able to pray together in unity and agreement with your word and with the gift of tongues, Lord. I lift up my family to you, my sisters and my brother and my brother-in-law and the things that everyone's going through right now. I praise you and thank you, Lord, that they're all walking in the light that they have. They love God. They believe you, Lord, and I know that they have been hindered by a lot of things as far as the worldly stuff goes and religious spirits. And I break those powers of religion off of my family. I bind and cast down these lying, deceiving spirits deceiving spirits of the pre-trib rapture. Once saved, always saved in some regard. And just the bondages of rejection, the hurts, the spirits of pride and criticism and the wounds, schizophrenia, fear of man, just the fears that come with schizophrenia, the doubt, the double-mindedness, the unworthiness, failure, all these things. I break the power off of my brothers and my sisters in Jesus' name. And my Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're working in their hearts because I prayed that you're already working in their hearts, giving them a love for your truth, to seek you, Lord, and that they are protected from being ultimately deceived by these multiple deceptions that are out there through AI and CGI and just through the governments and what they see on TV and what they hear, although I don't think they're listening to a lot of it, but that they know there's things that are wrong, but they don't have the full understanding of things, and you haven't allowed me to share with them more things, but I don't think they'd be able to receive it from me anyhow. So Lord, in due time, I know they're going to be repenting, and I thank you for that because you're a gracious God. I thank you, Lord, for giving them the love of Christ and that they really do love you. They really are seeking you. Some of them are more than others. And I thank you for the growth that you're doing in them. And I thank you, Lord, for working in them in ways I can't or nobody else can. Only you can do it. And as I pray in tongues, Lord, that you'll just pray through me your perfect will, your plans, and what you want done in each and every one of them, Lord. I bless my brother Tom, my brother Larry, my sister Mary, my sister Carrie, and her husband Philip. In Jesus' name. Lelebo koma shita, mole tele bimu koma, hariam, wose kuma, tele mo sibu, malele, nebelamo koma shilando, ya pule, young woman shaman, malela, remole koma, le calvaria bu, komalele, the freedom. I speak freedom over their minds. In Jesus' name. Jo, šelema ne komate. Telema toma, sibuma. Ja telema te buda šele komate. Ja telema to, komale te. Ja šelema ne koma. Haika omi ilo lomashi ga. Jana dramosiba. Jo, šelema te bali komate. Tom bale koma. Thank you, Lord, for healing their hearts. Thank you, Lord, for healing their hearts and their minds, God. Oh, šelema ne komale kita. Jo, šelema ne more bo kabale kome šilema to. Thank you, Lord, for giving them a hunger for the truth, Lord, and to run after it, Lord, with all that they know and all they understand that you're drawing them, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Mahani moshi lemoma, do shelemondo, gila, de bulamare and garnishi, mahari, 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 carita, yatoma, yatoma de landre bula, yapocha cadela marengoras, yeshida, bulamare cadro, malecaleoncos, yacome, 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 del dramosi cava, yo marelam, yel dramosila dramodaca. Thank you, Lord, for teaching them how to trust you above everything else and not rely on medicine, not rely on doctors, not rely on medical advice and their prescription drugs and all that. I thank you, Lord, for giving them the revelation that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you are able to heal them and you want to heal them from all their infirmities and they can trust you in this, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Break the power of pharmakia off of all of them that are under any kind of medication in Jesus' name and all their effects on their bodies in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for any of them that took the shot, Lord, that those things did not have any effect on them. They took a placebo. And I thank you, Lord, for that. But if there is anything there, Lord, from other drugs or anything else, Lord, that they took, that you're cleansing them of that, Lord. They're cleansing their bodies in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, it's done. I praise you. Thank you, Lord. It's written in your books, Lord, all your wonderful deeds that you're doing, all your mighty works that you're doing on behalf of my family and all of our families, Lord, in Jesus' name. I bless them. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay, Benny. Benny.
I want to lift up my sister, her husband, and little Finny. Lord Father God, you gave them an experience not too long ago, and Lord Father God, I just pray any sort of demon spirit of tarot cards, all this new age stuff, Father, I rebuke it out of her now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And any sort of psychology or any sort of pharmakia that's holding her back, Lord Father God, the psychologists are just telling her lies. Lord Father God, let her be set free from any sort of demon spirit that has been put into her to not believe in you or to confuse you with something else, Father. Lord Father God, we just pray that you open her heart to see that the spirit of Jesus Christ can live through her, and that is true life, to live truly in the Lord. We thank you, Father, for setting free Zach for that little bit. We just pray that you continue to push him forward. Lord Father God, I rebuke any sort of demon spirit that's trying to get in Finn. Lord Father God, that is a child of God, and I see it with my own eyes. We thank you, Father, for this unity that you've brought in them together, and that they're able to have a family and they're able to have a home. You've given them so much, Father, and just let them register that it's all from you. All this greatness and all these things, Father. I just pray that you keep working in them to receive the Holy Spirit so that they can walk in newness of life. Thank you, Father, for doing this for my family. Thank you, Father, for my mama. I rebuke all new age stuff out of her as well. And for my stepfather, Mario, I just rebuke all thoughts of Catholicism, any sort of religious thinking. Lord Father God, he's still in the world. He's not very religious, but any sort of confusion that he has, any sort of stubbornness or hard-headedness that he has, Father, I rebuke it out of him now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, I just want to thank you again for saving my grandma for the last at the last minute, Father. I thank you so much with these amazing visions that you've given me of her in heaven with you, with Grandpa. Thank you, Father, for setting our family free. Thank you, Father. You are so great and you are so merciful to us because you love us. We just pray that we can walk in this love more altogether. Thank you, Father. And Lord Father God, I rebuke this addiction that Zach has on his vape. Just get that out of his life, Father. He doesn't need anything else. Lord Father God, he's really trying to push to get out of this. Lord, just I rebuke that vape and I cast it on fire. Do whatever that needs to happen to it, Father. Just get it out of his life now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let me tell you what the Lord told me. He said that, and he said it like I'd say it. He said there are multiplied multiplicity of angels that we have already loosed to do the work that we've prayed. And I just saw hordes and hordes and hordes of angels going to do the work. So praise God. Thank you, Jesus. This is the time to get your prayers in, because we got people here who believe that when they pray, it's going to happen. Because I can see faith. I see faith all through this crowd. Jesus' name. Oh, my satellite. I want to pray for the Stuarts. I lift up Anna and Matthew, Obadiah and Elisha, Shoshana and Kayla, every one of them. And I ask for a complete and wonderful blessing upon this family, Lord. And I can thank you, Father, for peace, joy, and love in all of their hearts for each other. And I praise you for it, Father. And I thank you for your warrior angels surrounding their house or anywhere they go in the cars or the van or wherever, that you're with them and protecting them the whole way. And I praise you for your protection upon them, around them, and on them. And I thank you, Father, for keeping the enemy at bay from even going in anywhere near their property in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that it doesn't make any difference if kids are outside, inside, or wandering off somewhere. Your warrior angels are around and protecting them. Nobody, absolutely nobody, can touch these kids from the enemy's side in Jesus' name. And we praise you for it, Father. Glory be to God. Y'all believe that? Romanda de Baladara Bocote, Anna de Rabasite Lekiante de Bocota, O Romanda de Rabasite de Bacata de Landa de Bacota Trebaceta, O Rebacata non de Rabasite Lidabacata Bacura, no, Anna or Matt, both of you, I'm seeing a vision now of warrior angels on stallions all around your house right now, on horses, white horses all around your house. Glory be to God. So tell the kids, be careful out there now. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Yes, the Lord is protecting you. Praise God. Thank you, Father. They have been a blessing to this fellowship. All right. Anyway, yeah. Amen. That's close enough. Whew. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, first time I've seen him do that. Go ahead, Pat.
Seen who do what?
Put horse angels on horses around a family like that, around the
Praise the
whole
Lord.
property. Yeah.
Amen. What color were they?
They were white, of course.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Father, I thank you for what you're doing in us, Lord. I thank you for your Holy Spirit you've given to guide us into all truth and to bring forth prayer to you that is heard, seen, obeyed, and functions in the heavenly. And thank you that we are transitioned out of this earthly kingdom into your kingdom. The son of your love, and we thank you for it. And Father, I just pray for my family, my immediate family, but my also my extended family. And I just pray, Lord, peace. I pray freedom. I pray for a spirit of desire and love for truth and strength in your word and faith. And I bind any fear. I bind any witchcraft that may be thrown against us. I bind those spirits that would attack and demoralize and strike fear and strike anger or anything that is there, Lord. I stand against that in the name of Jesus. We are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, you have brought us into your kingdom, set us on your word, your truth, your blood, by which we are brought into this kingdom, and your spirit as you guide us through this process and through this battle. We thank you for it, Lord. And I just continue to pray and thank you for it and praise you. Thank you, Father. Freedom. Freedom, freedom in Christ. Break, break, break. Break in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I just praise you and I thank you. Set the captive free. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for your life within us, Lord, your word. Lord, we reckon all these things to be done. Whether we feel or whether not, we reckon them done, for your word is true and your word is in us and function and acting and taking the ground, Lord, and we cooperate with you. Peace, and we thank you for it, Lord. We praise you and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, my, Pat, I don't know what the deal is, but I had a spirit of weeping coming on me at the time. You may know, I don't know, but anyway, I just to let you know.
I went into a warring spirit, Pat, while you were praying. It got really loud. It was really powerful.
Praise the Lord. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your victory that you've given each and every one of us, Lord. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for the freedom. I just praise you and I bless my brothers and sisters. I bless all these prayers, Lord, for your honor and for your glory. Let your kingdom come within us, Lord. We thank you for the manifestation of Christ in us. As sons, and we praise you for it and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah, amen. Thank you. You know, sometimes when you pray in the spirit a lot, I don't know if y'all get the same thing, but it's hard for me to go back to English sometimes. It really is. But anyway.
That's happened to me before.
Do what?
I said that's happened to me before. It was a little embarrassing, and I had to quick, make something up.
Praise God. Okay, does anybody else want to pray? This is the time to pray. God is working in miracles, miracles tonight. I can see it in the spirit. I can feel it in the spirit. But there are wonderful things that are happening. I've got Barbara, Joe, and Megan left that hasn't had anything. And Anna or Matt. I get the UCT. Yeah, just for some of you that came in late, what we're doing, we're praying in the spirit for certain things, that personal things that have been on our hearts, and we read a little bit out of that thing by Catherine Kuhlman, The Truth About Speaking in Tongues, to get everybody back on track as to what tongues is and how powerful it is in our life and how we should be using it even on here. And I thank you, Lord, for allowing us the time and the privilege to operate in this gift tonight to save the people that we've been praying for. And not only that, Lord, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people here praying together. And that is awesome. That is not only awesome, it's powerful, very powerful. Tongues is more powerful than a nuclear bomb, believe it or not. Thank you, Jesus. All right, anyone else? Don't miss this opportunity. Thank you, Lord. I just pray for everybody right now in the spirit. I pray, Lord, you know what we need to pray? I'm going to pray in the spirit for everybody here. Kandaderebosite, latealanemokopakalanderebosiate. Romondo delle rebacando, darebekiate, anderebositelekiate, anteremakopakanda darebosia, lederebosurande derebosumpa, morianda delle rekiate, notoriale derebekiapakatanda rebosu, orititi le rebosumba katatarabosite, Adlerebikiate, non verebositele bacatatramocopoconda de rebosi, ridere le rebacuola, le remanon de rebosuti, aladrebikiti, and masatrebosutile bacanda de rebositi. I rebuke the devourer off of everybody here that's experiencing anything from the enemy in Jesus' name. I cast all of your curses against them down as null and void, and I ask and I pray, Father, that through us that you would pray for each and every one here through the this wonderful gift of tongues that you've given us, Father, to be precise in knocking out the enemies in everybody's life. Romonde de alate de moko cantandarabosite lendere bocorianda de rebosa. Landa rebosite, lere bakata teremasite, teremosite, Oh, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Okay. Anybody else got a prayer?
Can I pray, Michael?
Hey, Joe.
Morning, Apple Water. Thank you, Father, for this morning. Thank you, Lord. Wake me
Amen.
up early. Have time with you, Lord. Thank you for time with my family, for grace, for mercy, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We honor you as God, as Father, as our friend, Lord. Blessed be your name. Ya pawororo yisia kakao kapayi kilesi siya ha. Moko koe pe a papa, pororo yisia. Piasa sa yike ya kakao ha uko ko pe a papa. Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name, Lord. You're only your righteous. Without you, we can do nothing, Lord. We can do all things through you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being special. Time with saints. Thank you, Lord, and the glory of your praise and your glory, Lord. We thank you, honor you, because you're worthy, Lord. You're the only God, above heaven and earth, who makes us all. Bless your holy name. Be up over all the years here, like a cuckoo, so short. Moho ho ye ki ye ala ra ye ki a pa sa sa ye ki ki. Oro ro ye me a na so so. Moko ko po po ye si ne pa u ko para ra ye si ya ka ka. Uno ho ye ha a pa pa si ko so ye ki. Pi ara ra na ye si ya ka ka ka. Oro ro ye si ya ma po 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 ko ye ki ya pa. Thank you, Lord, for wisdom. Thank you, Lord, for Christ is our wisdom, our righteousness. Thank you, Lord, for separated the sanctification, our Redeemer. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for what was, it is, and all we're going to be. Our Father, now, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, thank you for your Spirit working in us, believing and trusting you, Lord. Bless your holy name. Be our power, or yet be our power. Aha, hau koko ye pe ara ra so ye ke a papa. Uno no ye pe ara papa so 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 ye he. Ye ke ke a papa pa uro ro ye se a papa. Uho ko ye he. Uro ro ye se a papa no no te. Ye ke ke a so so. Ara ra ucho yo ye pe a papa no te te. Mi ro koko so so ye he a papa. Ara ra ye ke a papa. Pia so 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 ye ke a papa. Pia papa ro ro ye se. Thank you for the time. Thank you for grace. Thank you for being Father. We honor to be called your sons and daughters. Blessed be your name, Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I want to pray for both Joe and Nora in the name of Jesus and in tongues, in the gift of tongues. Lord, pray through us for both Joe and Nora, and I praise you for it, Father. Clodo Bacanda, Verebacu, Pacanda, Verebosso, Totoroma, Citele de Bacanda, Verebosso, Rimanda, Verebola de Bicia, Terebeco, Totonomo, Citele, O Romanda, Verebosi, Landa de Bocula de Bacanda, Verebosuti, Narebosso to Lerabacla de Biciati, Noriando, Verebola de Bacata, Taramacupa, Monda de Bosite, Lerabacata, Taramacute, Noria City, Lerabacala de Biciati, Rimanda delle bocca canta taramasotite, non andare bossiti le bacata tarabatiti, poco tarabasiti, cotorabasiti le bacco. Change is coming, wonderful change is coming, Joe. Change is coming, look for it, pray for it, it's there. Glorma kata darabu sur manda darabu sete le ki ante de bokopa nande di nande di de bokole de bakata de bokopa kata tar moto te le de bakata tar ba sete ki te te mo sete le de ba sete pokoto tar never things that you never thought possible are going to happen shortly, very shortly. Kanda de ba sete le de bokole de bokopa kanda darabu sete le ki ate ante de bo sete le de bakata na mo sutu to rimanda darabu de ki ate de bokopa kanda de bo sete Po ba handa ba setele ba kanda da ba ko pa kanda da ba siete nanda re bo sitele re ba kle re be ko ponde bon da re bo sitele ki ha te ara ba kanda da ba sitele Thank you Lord, glory be to God, glory be to God, glory be to God, glory be to God, kanda da bo sitele. Ooh, I believe that's the first gift of interpretations I've done in a long time. Thank you, Father. Go ahead, Pat.
I had that
Sitele.
same weeping when Joe was praying that you were talking about.
Yep.
And then when you started praying, Michael, I started feeling the laughter, not the laughter, but I felt the joy, the joy. So I feel like something is definitely happening there. Thank you, Father. Thank you for Joe. Thank you for Joe's family, his situation that's happening there, Lord. Thank you for sending the angels to take down the opposition and lift up the strength, lift up the faith, lift up the word in Joe. We thank you for it. We just bless his family, bless his environment, Lord. We thank you for the environment that you have placed him in and the overcoming spirit that you've given him to overcome, even as you overcome, even in that place, to tear down the strongholds, to reestablish the truths that are there that need to be seen, need to be heard, to take to take and enforce the dominion that you've given him there in that place. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for the stronghold of faith and truth and your covering of your blood in that place. Lord, you have brought Joe even to this time and for this time, and we thank you for that. Just bless his heart. Thank you, Father. I bless you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for the victory for Joe. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. You got wonderful things coming, Joe. Look for it. Keep praying for it. It's going to happen. God's not a liar. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. All right. It's been good, hadn't it? Judy says that she started singing in the spirit while I was praying for you both. So praise God. You had one singing, one crying, and one just praying. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. That's
It was a
awesome.
happy song. It wasn't like oppressive or anything like that. It was
Praise God.
a happy song.
That's good. That's good. All right. Anybody else? Barbara, are you here? Are you with us?
I am. I don't. I struggle with praying out loud in front of everybody. I'm sorry, I just
Oh,
do.
that's okay.
I
That's all
mean,
right.
I'm praying in the spirit here, and
I'll tell
I
you
don't know
what
what
you
else
do.
to say.
Well, I'll tell you what you do. You pray in English, and we'll pray in tongues.
I can pray in tongues too. I've been praying in tongues. Sometimes there's so much going on in my family. I have four kids. There's so much going on. I don't always know how to pray, give it
Well,
words to it,
can
just
I pray for him?
yeah, I could pray a little bit and then you
Okay, well, you go ahead. Yeah,
right,
you go
I'll pray a
ahead.
little bit and then what I can't get the words out, you can.
Okay.
All right. All right. Well, Father, you know my need here with my kids. I lift up all four of my kids and their spouses. I lift up my son John. I go from the oldest to the youngest. I lift up my son John and I break the power of schizophrenia off of him in the name of Jesus. Lord, you told me he was going to be a mighty man of God, and I'm holding on to that. He is going to be a mighty man. He is a mighty man of God. And I praise you, Lord. I thank you for the work you're doing in him right now. I know you're working in him, and I praise you, Lord. Get kind of my sickity ayah to put it to my kingdom, my sickity be ayah go back on my ayah to cut us up. You put on my ayah to cut us up. You foul spirit, you get off my son in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the heart that you've given him, Lord. He has a good heart. He has a clean, well, underneath, he has the goodness of you, Lord. He has the goodness of you. He has the heart of you, Lord. He loves people. He cares for people. He's so bound up right now, Lord, but we break all that right now in the name of Jesus. I come against those spirits. I come against rebellion. I come against paranoia, the schizophrenia, the all the spirits associated with schizophrenia, rejection. I come against rejection spirits and abandonment spirits, unforgiveness, resentment, bitterness. All of that, I just come and you loose my son in the name of Jesus. He belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's going to be a mighty man of God. He is a mighty man of God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Father, for what you're doing in him. He needs to know the love of you, Lord. I pray for each one of my kids. I pray for Jasmine, Angela, and Sarah and their spouses. I break the power of the new age off my daughter, Jasmine. And her husband Josh, I'm not sure what he's into, but he comes from a Christian background, from what I understand. So, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would get a hold of his heart and bring him back. I pray, Lord, that they would come to know the love of you. And I break the power of Satan off of them. I break the power of rebellion. I break the power of rebellion off of them. And Lord, I pray that you would give each one of them a fear of you, but also that they would come to know the love of you, Lord, the wonderful love of you, the grace, Lord, the beautiful grace that you offer, Father. They need to know that. And I bind up rejection. I come against rejection in each one of them, Lord, because they all have that rejection spirit. And I'm tired of that rejection. Thank you, Father, for the work that you're doing in them. I'm just going to pray in the spirit because I'm just getting out of hand here. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing in each one of them, Lord. I know you're working. I praise you and I thank you for it, Father. Yes, I also want to lift up Sarah's husband, Joey, and Angela's husband, Dustin. Each one of them, they do not know at all the love of God. And I pray, Lord, that you would send someone that they would listen to, and you would give them the gospel, that you would tell them the wonderful love. I pray against this post-traumatic stress disorder that Dustin has. I come against that in the name of Jesus and all these other spirits associated with it. I break that power in the name of Jesus. And also, Lord, I pray for Joey. He comes from a background, I mean, he asked me not to tell his kids about the Lord. I mean, he because he because he was forced Catholicism when he was younger,
I was a
and he
demon.
doesn't believe anything. Yeah. And well, I just come against that in the name of Jesus. I break the spirit of pride too in him. And Lord, I thank you, Father, that you're going to reveal your love to him in a mighty way, and break this rebellion off of these kids. And oh Lord, I just thank you. I know you're working. Thank you, Father. My mouth is getting dry. I can't do no more here. Thank you, Lord. All right, Michael, you can pray. You can pray.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna pray this out of Ephesians chapter 3, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, that you may be strengthened with power through the Spirit in the inward man, that Christ may dwell in your children's hearts through faith, to the end that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be strong to apprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, and height, and depth, and to know the love of Christ in every one of their hearts, which passes knowledge, that they may be filled unto all the fullness of God. Now unto those that are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, we can command them to be free from the enemy and into the kingdom of God's love. And this is to God's glory. We thank you for it, Father. Doto anandara basite le bakata dara bokopa rimanda dara basite le bokopa kata dara basite le bakanda rimanda dara basite le bakata dara basite le bakopande tore basata dara basite le kete ara basonda le bakala dara bekiate rinkete dara bas. Barbara, I see a vision of all of your children bowing with you together praying. I see that in the spirit realm.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So
start confessing it. Don't confess if they're not anymore. There are. They're in the kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for John being a mighty man of God. Glory to God.
Yeah.
And all the rest of them, too.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. I don't care what we see with our eyes.
My youngest daughter.
Yeah, all of them. I didn't leave none of them out. And Lord, I thank you. I saw all of them. I saw all of them. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, my youngest daughter, she had a dream when my mother passed away in 2011. She had a dream that she saw my mother in heaven dance, and she was happy. She was just, and not her normal self. Oh, she was bound up with demons when she was on the earth. I mean, she loved the Lord the best she could and everything, but she saw my mom up there dancing. She also saw each one of us up there, her dad and all her siblings that I just prayed for. She saw them all in heaven. And I cling to that. I believe that she, and she was only at that time, she was 14. I think she was 14 then. And the Lord gave her that dream.
That's a good dream, and that's the one that you ought to hang on to. And when somebody says, well, I'll tell you what, you should have seen what they done yesterday, just say, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus, because I've already know that he's a mighty man of God. They're mighty women of God. And all I'm going to believe and confess is they're coming into the kingdom in a mighty way. And I guarantee you're going to see it pretty quick, too. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
I told her about that dream just the other day. She doesn't remember having it, but that's been a while.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Vanita, what we're doing is we've been praying in the spirit, because that's the most powerful way to pray. And we've got 9, 10 of us now that are praying for each other, and we've seen some mighty good visions and had some mighty good experiences. and some words of knowledge also, or interpretation of some tongues. So it's been pretty good tonight. Would you like to pray for someone?
Amen to that. Let me think. There's so much.
I can't hardly understand you.
I guess I would like to. Oh, sorry, I'm in the car driving to pick up Nick.
Oh,
So
okay.
I'll just
Okay.
say that I want to just lift Frank up and give just Lord, just give him strength and all the things you know he needs. And Lord, we just thank you for your salvation and for everything that you do. Amen.
Amen. Lord, I'm just going to pray for Benita and Nick and all her family in the spirit. Let's all pray for Lord, pray through each one of us for them. Because the Lord knows what you need. Not that you bako ti kante ara bala dare bo site le be kanta tare bo so ana dare bo site ho to ara bala dare biki ate re bako pande na re bo site le be kala dare biki ate no to la le di ala dare bako pala na re bako pande dare bo si rimanda dare bo le bako pa kala dare biki ante re bo so ara dare bako pa kanta tare bo site le be kete tre ma kanta tare bo so rimanda dare le re bako kala dare biki ate No, no, the boss it led a bacatarabasi tillery. At Catarabosu tillery bacatatromosu palaramacatarabosu, Remanda the little bikiati and Anamacatarabasi titibosu. A catanda the rebecca, Lord, I thank you for all that you're doing in Benita's family. In Jesus' name. And I praise you, Father, that every one of them that's trying to lag behind are going to catch up quick. In Jesus' name. Kala de ribocopanda, and we praise you, Father, for the good report that we're going to get. The victory over the enemy in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right. All right. Let's see who. Oh, that's Megan. I think that's Megan. Megan, do you have anything you'd like to pray about? Or us to pray about? Either one. Judy, you want to pray, or you and Missy want to pray? So, Megan.
Sure, Lord, anoint my tongue because I was getting tired.
All right.
Oh, praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, thank you for our sister Megan. I thank you, Lord, for her heart for you and that she is full of the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Lord, for delivering her from all oppression and whatever would be hindering her, Lord, in her walk. I thank you, Lord, for lifting. I lift her up, and I thank you, Lord, for your grace upon her and her family. I know she's believing for her dad, Brett, for his total salvation. And we all agreed that night not long ago for his salvation, and he's coming into the kingdom. He's getting free from all bondages, from all racism and religious spirits and the lying and deceiving spirits that have plagued him. I thank you, Lord. She has a you have a half sister too, Megan. I can't remember her name, but I thank you, Lord, for reconciling this family, Lord, and the work you're doing and everything you put in Megan's heart that she has prayed for her family, Lord, that you've answered it and that you're filling her with boldness of faith and courage that she no longer has this because she prayed about this, Megan. Remember that she would have a freedom to speak, that you wouldn't be afraid to speak. So I thank you, Lord, that that's broken off of her because we commanded it so that she has a just a boldness and full assurance in you, Lord, and who she is in Christ Jesus. And you are growing her up and with all grace and knowledge of you, Lord, and that she is on fire for you. That hasn't changed. It's just increasing, Lord. I praise you and thank you, Lord, for blessing our sister Megan. And pray through me, Lord, in my spiritual language for her, Lord, exactly what she needs and what her family needs. Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Ya pula ki amonche wo mo shala mokia te tela pukumas ya pole ya kuma ya teli amochi elipu ya homa yoma yoma kilela ga bola de ella pake yandele monchi mama lele ne wule wule mo kumas ya kuma ya kuma ya kuma i ya wa 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 i sha wa 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 ki wa wa ko mo pasika nelela mo Ya shalomon ki, ya shalomon magi, ya shalomon ya kamo shale fuku, ya mole, ya mole, ya mole kali, ya la lumas, yo kuma, ye ya la mole gucci karengo, mela, mule monjo kuma, ye le lome, yuma, ikishi maladendro mabuga, ye la deda, ya la dela, ye la dela, dromuku. Lele dramula, yangum, ishi, oh, wa, wabaki, wa, yakomole, uma, ishi, umbole, lena no mo, yangoma, yo gomarela, uma, yo malela, uma, ichikale molen remale, uma, wabaki, ya terebole marambuna, mati, te, tromonto, ishi, korama, yang droma, wole, wole, wole moleuma, yoko, mi, oh, mi, comarela, Yari era troma si calingo nemine malondre ali cana tromba catelle ai shi uma ia le la tromba uma yambo uma i comore il de pole so more yo more cambare a tale lo do mo sibu ya ya mo zuka yes thank you lord hallelujah praise you jesus glory to jesus all glory to you lord hallelujah praise god
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. And I'm going to read just a little bit more of this. This is no casual gift, no mere exercise in devotion. It is the very artillery of heaven unleashed against the forces of darkness. I was shown a vision of a believer, just an ordinary saint like you and me, kneeling in prayer. But as they began to speak in tongues, something extraordinary happened in the unseen realm. Their words became like living fire, shooting upward like lightning toward the throne. But then, oh, this is glorious. Listen to this. But then those same words came rushing back down as divine commands, striking with precision against enemy strongholds. Demons that had stood defiant moments before now scattered in terror, for they recognized the language of heaven's court being decreed upon the earth. That's the power that God has given them. He revealed to her that when we speak in tongues, we're not just praying general prayers. We're hitting specific targets. That sickness targeted, that financial bondage targeted, that generational curse targeted with precision no human prayer could achieve. The Holy Spirit knows exactly what needs to be prayed, even when we see through a glass darkly. Praise God. I'm going to pray, y'all. I'm going to pray for UBM Local Fellowship and the outreach. Right now, in the spirit, Lord, pray through me. Let's go through the local first. Lord, pray through me for the local fellowship and all of us through the Spirit of God. Manda Lord, you know the things that we need. Shandarabalabakokantarabosite. Every family here needs. Landarebakoladrebakantarebokopandarebosi, Ledre, Totora, Macantarabolorebokopacantarabosite, Ponderebosotelebaladrebekiate, Romana de Bolodoco, Totonarabasitelebacante, Nateribositelebacladrebekaponde, Noteala Ori. Natarabasitelebacatatanarabosu. Panderebosatelebekiatianmosote. Roman de al leterebacote. And Lord, I thank you for filling all of the prayers for this local all of the precision targets that were targeted are gone. And we praise you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that we've got provisions coming, we've got divine health coming. We've got all the things that we've been praying for over the last little bit, Lord. And I thank you for it, Father. Thank you for the anointing of the man child. Thank you, Father, for the anointing of the bride. And I praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for DNA restoration. Landa de bocopanda de bolidibacata teramosonde, Rina de leanda de bocopacanda de rebosate, Adnis inandi le larabocco, Norma sanda rebosite lerebeki. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Yes, all the finances be flowing without stop. Thank you, Father. Caladribacopacanda de rebosite le. Okay, Lord, pray through me and all of us tonight for every family on this outreach fellowship and those listening to the things that needed to be done in their lives and our lives. In Jesus' name. I see the Michael Angel. The angel Michael. He's a big angel too. Glory be to God. He's directing traffic. Arikite monondora tole dire basi tele le bacala dare beki a tere bosso dere bossi ari de le re baca codere ora basi tor ma da da la bocora non alla da basi tele le baca tatara baca tatara tore basi all breakthroughs coming right now in Jesus name codere bossi tele le beki te romondo tore bossi tele le baca Torre basit terabertisia, all strongholds coming down. Gandarabosi telerebeconde, Arianna de Rebosi telerebeca tantarabosode, Monde de Rebala de Rebekiate, Tantarabosi telerebeca tantarabosite, Ramonda de Rebal, revelations from the Word of God coming through. Andarabosate de Rebecota catantarabosite, Nonda de Rebatite de Rebecata, those things that have hindered us, Lord, gone. In the name of Jesus, Landa de Bocola de Bacanda, Monda de Bola de Bicchiate, Tanda de Bosotte, Lera Bacala de Bicchiate de Maconde, Nonda de Dormanda de la Bacola de Bacate, Tonda de Rabasiti, Lera Bacopa Cata de Rabasso, Monda de Bassiti, Lera Bacanda de Rabosu. And thank you, Father, for the work that you're doing in all of our brothers and sisters, even as we speak. I know that there are multiplied multiplicities of angels out there working right now to right everything that has been wronged in our lives. And we praise you for it, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. No more hiccups. Only walking with you, Lord. I've got a little deal up here. The world has yet to see what God could do with a man fully surrendered to Him. And by God's grace, we all want to be that man. Glory be to God. Oh, thank you, Lord, that we are surrendered to you. And keep us that away, Lord. Keep us that away. Keep us that away. Keep us that away. Keep us that away. Keep all bad thoughts out of our minds. Help us to keep all minds. Help us to cast them down when they come. Help us to rebuke the devourer when he comes sneaking in the door. And we thank you for it, Father. Glory be to God. Lord, joy, joy, joy in all of our heart, peace in our hearts, and joy and rest. Glory be to God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for complete divine health in every soul listening tonight and every soul that's here. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Your word says that we're the holy temple of God. And if we're the holy temple of God, the sickness and disease cannot enter into it. And I command everything that's trying to jump on anyone to be gone in Jesus' name. Matter of fact, I command you by the power and the blood of Jesus and the stripes on his back to bow your knees to Jesus and leave our bodies right now in Jesus' mighty name. No more lack in our eyes, no more lack in our ears, no more lack in our mouths, no more lack in anywhere in our bodies in Jesus' name. And I praise you, Father, and I thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. We're strong in the Lord, strong in physical, and we're strong in everything that you have us doing, Lord. And you have given us a mind of Christ. And if we've got the mind of Christ, we don't forget anything. And I praise you, Father. Glory be to God. And I thank you, Father, for this filing system you have put in our brain, that it is working correctly and brings those verses to our memory when we need them. And I thank you for it, Father. Glory be to God. And Lord, I've heard and I've seen and I thank you for it that anytime that we read a verse, it's already filed in our memory system that to be brought back up by the Holy Spirit at the time needed. And I thank you, Lord, that we all are cataloged right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Ooh, my. Anybody else? I thank you for the victory, Lord. For all of us, I'm just going to thank you. I thank you, Lord, for the roof over my head. I thank you, Lord, for this great bunch of brothers and sisters. I thank you, Lord, for all the things that you've done for us. I thank you, Lord, for my truck out there. I thank you, Lord, for I'm able to walk up and down them stairs every day, 15 times a day. And I thank you for it, Father. I thank you, Lord, that, all of us have strength to do what you have us to do. Not only the strength, but the mind to carry through with the things that you want us to do. And I praise you for it, Father, and the boldness to proclaim your word when necessary. And I praise you and thank you for it, Father. Not only that, the power and the authority to promote healing, divine healing and health on anyone that needs it. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. I didn't say it like I wanted to, but I will just stick with that. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Woo! I need a drink too, Julie. Yes, you can. Okay, go ahead. Oh, I got to give you rights, don't I? All
Please
right,
let me share
go ahead.
screen. I just thought this song was coming to my mind, and this is, we all know it's that warfare song by Nikos and Elegios Politos, the Almighty God, a
Yeah.
warfare song. Okay, thank you.
Exalted, holy God, maker of
Yeah, I like that one. That's a good one to pray with. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. All right. Anybody got anything they'd like to say? I believe a lot of work was done by the Lord tonight for each and every one of us. Thank you, Jesus. I'm gonna believe it. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Missy, go ahead.
I like to pray for my parents and
Okay.
my boys and their spouses and my grandchildren.
Yeah, go
I
ahead.
break the power of pharmakia off my parents. Thank you, Father, that very, very soon, within a short time, my parents are going to give up on pharmakia. They are delivered in the name of Jesus. They are delivered in the name of Jesus. I praise you and I thank you. Witchcraft is broken off of them. No fiery darts of curses are permitted upon them. All pain is gone from my dad. He is up and moving around. He is full of energy and strength in the name of Jesus. They both my parents understand. I have a revelation of unforgiveness, what true forgiveness is. And I just praise you and I thank you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for bringing them completely out from this apostate church. And I thank you, Lord, for doing that for my sister too, my brother and sister-in-law. Thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. And my boys, I thank you for bringing both these families out from under the love of the world, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the vainglory of life. I thank you, Father, for bringing them a strong dissatisfaction and knowing, Lord, there's more to life, that you love them and you are their provider, you're their healer, you're their savior in all things. I thank you that they are repentant and believing in you and running after you with all their hearts. There's no Jezebels in my family, and there's no Ahabs in my family. In Jesus' name, they're all delivered in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. I
I
thank you, Lord.
break
Go ahead, Missy.
I break the power of oh, Lord, I don't know how to say this. Help me, Lord. I break the power of obesity off my daughter-in-laws and off my sister in the name of Jesus. I praise you and I thank you, Lord, that they will go to you for comfort. And if there's anything physical that's causing this, that's making it worse, in the name of Jesus, I command their bodies to function properly in the name of Jesus. I just praise you and I thank you, Lord, that the men in my family, every one of them, they are the heads of the house, and the wives are submissive. in the name of Jesus. And I just praise you and I thank you, Father, that all the men have taken their rightful place and all the women have taken their rightful place underneath the men in the name of Jesus. And I praise you. I praise you and I thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for bringing them all into the kingdom. They are all in the kingdom. I see them all in the kingdom in the name of Jesus. And Father, for Alex, Lord, I thank you, Father, for breaking up the fallow ground of his heart, delivering him from pride, giving him a soft heart, a humble heart, Lord, and putting forgiveness in his heart. Taking away all bitterness and anger and unforgiveness, Lord, and bringing him out from any remnants of apostasy that he's been under, just like his dad. And I thank you, Lord, for restoring him to a good relationship with his father and with me. And I just thank you, Father, for that. It is done. It is done. It is done. It is done. And I just want to pray in the spirit for all my family in the name of Jesus. Para morir acá para otro mucumbo, tarima contra maquete, te siento orgullo, correr acá para otro miquite. Thank you, Lord, for showing each and every one of them, each and every day, giving them a little taste, at least a taste of knowing, Father, that you love them. Work in their life. You show them in a way, Lord, that they know that you love them and that you care for them, no matter how it comes about, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for doing that. For each and every one of them, in the name of Jesus. Corazón de María para cara macarema que tiene más shoulder más que pegue teriere y ve corona cuatro macarema que te chim. Grieve their hearts of the, for the sin in their lives, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Corazón de María copa caparema que tiene que ir a shoulder maquipo toro maquiteri. That they hate their sin, Lord, and they want to be free from it. Praise you, Lord. Repentance. Repentance and belief. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Coro morisho tromoro ye ke potari mi kite shibiye tiiri yara gre mkoro mi kadara. Kara shandara marira ka pagre be ketara mketara makara mketai. Kara shandara marira ka tara they no longer point at anybody else, but they know that it starts with them, Lord. They can't point at anybody else anymore, Lord. Coro shandro rogite shi ite 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 ira coro marira ka patara marira pari ma kipeke. I break the power of faction in my family in the name of Jesus. Faction is forbidden anywhere in my family. They are delivered and they love each and every one, each and every each other, and that they realize that they're treating others the contrary to how they want to be treated, that they wouldn't appreciate being treated the way they treat others. Convict their hearts, Lord. I praise you and I thank you, Lord. I praise your mighty name. I praise your mighty name. I praise you, Jesus. Kora shanoro baria kapakana manana maria baria mutira kaburu buguri makipiteri. Hishana madrora kararia kata shanini yere 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 korina mukuria bakata bakite. Hishana madrora kara shandra baria kapatara makata makiteshi. Ara shandra baria kapa. I break the power of Satan off all my family. I break the power of, perfectionism and off my mom and dad in the name of Jesus. I break it in the name of Jesus. It's broken and they have are long suffering. They are long suffering, forbearing with others, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Legalism has to go in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Grace, grace, grace. They give grace. Each and every one of my family give grace to each other, Lord. They want grace and they give grace. Praise you, Lord. Give them revelation of grace, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love upon each and every one of them, and upon all our families, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you for saving all our families. They are in your kingdom. They are all lambs of God. They are all your sheep, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And they lay down their lives just like you lay down your life for us, Lord. There's no greater love than this, than a man lay down his life for his friend. They love one another just as you have loved them, Lord. They love others with your love.
Amen. Let me just say one more thing. She said this. For what I'm about to unveil is one of the most neglected, most powerful dimensions of speaking in tongues. We've been content to keep this gift locked away in our prayer closets when Jesus intended it to thunder through our congregations with prophetic fire. The Lord showed me a scene that broke my heart. A church gathering where someone began to speak in tongues, and immediately the people grew uncomfortable. Some shifted in their seats, others glanced at their watches. A few whispered, "Not again," and then, without warning, without expecting, without even attempting to seek an interpretation, they moved right along with their program. But in the spirit, I saw something entirely different. I saw angels standing at attention, heaven leaning forward, and the Holy Spirit grieving. For in that moment, a message from the throne had been cut short. Then Jesus took me to 1 Corinthians 14, and I believe it's 5. I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesied, for he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues. Unless indeed he interprets that the church may receive edification. We ought to be doing that also in even in these outreach. This is our assembly here. Oh dear ones, can you imagine what would happen if we reclaimed this lost art, if instead of rushing past tongues in our services, we waited in holy expectation, if we created space for the Spirit to not only give the utterance but also the interpretation, we would see the book of Acts explode in our midst with prophecies, with direction, with divine strategies that would send the enemy into full retreat. But there's more. Wait, there's more. Something so sacred, it brings me to tears as I share it. Something so sacred, it brings to tears as I share, brings me to tears as I share it. Jesus showed me that when we speak in tongues publicly and then interpret, we are literally building a bridge between heaven and earth. The tongues ascend as incense before the throne, and the interpretation descends as fire from the altar. Glory to God. This is why Paul said prophecy edifies the church, because it brings heaven's perspective into earth's reality. The hour is too late. The stakes too high for us to continue business as usual. God's calling us to receive the sacred, I'm sorry, recover the sacred rhythm to speak, to listen, and to interpret, and to obey. The enemy has fought so hard to keep this truth buried, because he knows, oh, how he knows, that when the church rediscovers the prophetic power of tongues with interpretation, no gate of hell will be able to stand against us. Glory to God, because God will be giving us the words to pray about, giving us the things that are going to come when he interprets our tongues. And I believe that too. I used to go to a church where we had it every time we met, we had tongues and interpretation of tongues. All right, Joe, go ahead, brother.
And I just say, while Missy was praying, I was seeing two shadows standing next to each other. So I just see the outline of a shadow. So I'm not sure if Missy know what that could mean. Only, well, two shadows seems maybe could be witnesses, but I was seeing two shadows standing next to each other.
I'm not quite sure I heard what he understood what he said. Can you know what he said, Joy?
Yeah, Joe said he saw, well, you were praying to see, he saw two shadows together or side by
Yeah,
side, but
standing next.
standing next to each other, but he didn't get any kind of form, didn't notice any kind of form or anything else, other than he saw two shadows, right, Joe?
Yeah, while Missy was praying, yeah. All that came to me was two as witnesses. I'm not sure if that means anything to Missy.
Maybe two witnesses.
Okay. So it was a good thing, Joe, and not a bad thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Yeah, it's a good thing. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Thank you, Lord. Well, we're about out of time. We're going to play another song. We're just about out of time. Did everybody enjoy tonight? You can say no if you want to. We won't make fun of you right now.
Amen.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I thought it was powerful myself.
I thought it
I
was,
thought it
yeah,
was,
I thought it was great. I thought it was great. It was awesome. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, Father.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Let me go ahead and close out. Bye, y'all. We'll see ya.